Will you please turn to 1 Thessalonians?
请我们翻开《帖撒罗尼迦前书》
Chapter 5.
第五章。
We will read verses 23 and 24.
我们读23、24两节。
1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 23, 24.
帖撒罗尼迦前书23、24节。
Now the God of peace himself sanctify your holy, and your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.He is faithful who calls you, who will also perform it.
愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指责。那召你们的本是信实的，他必成就这事。
AndWill you please turn to the book of Hebrews?
我们再翻开希伯来书
Chapter 4.
希伯来书第四章
Verses 12 and 13.
十二十三两节
Hebrews chapter 4, verses 13 and 12 and 13.
希伯来书第四章十二十三两节
For the word of God is living and operative.And sharper than any two-edged sword, and penetrating to the division of soul and spirit, or you can say to the dividing of soul and spirit, both of joints and marrows, and the discerning of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there is not a creature, any apparent before him, but all things are naked and laid bare.To his eyes, with whom we have to do.
神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的利剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入抛开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明，并且被造的没有一样在他面前不显然的。原来万物在那与我们有关系的主眼前都是赤露敞开的。
May we have a further word of prayer?
我们再有一点的祷告。
Dear Lord, as we gather in thy presence,
亲爱的主，当我们来到你同在的里面，
we do praise and thank thee for thy presence with us.
我们敬拜赞美你，你真是这样的与我们在一起。
We do open our hearts to thee.
我们向着你真是把心打开。
Speak to each and every one of us.
向我们每一个人说话。
We praise and thank thee because thou dost know us so well.
我们赞美感谢你，因为你那样的认识我们。
And it is thy desire that thou will bring us into all that thou hast predestinated.
你是那样的愿意把我们带进你预定要我们进入的光景。
May thy spirit work today.
让今天你的圣灵做工。
Bring us into thy truth.
把我们带进你的真理。
And may thy truth set us free.
让你的真理使我们得自由。
We give thee all the praise and glory.
我们把一切的赞美敬拜都归给你。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we ask.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
阿门。
This time, we want to share together on this matter of spiritual exercise.
这一次我们愿意交通到属灵的操练。
Why is it that we want to talk about this matter.
我们为什么要讲这个题目?
Why is it spiritual exercise is so necessary and important to our spiritual life?
为什么属灵的操练对我们属灵的生命是那样必须那样的重要呢?
One of the foremost reasons is this.
最重要的一个原因乃是
Because this is God's eternal will for each and every one of his redeemed.
因为这是神对每一个他所救赎人身上那个永远的旨意。
Anything that is related to God's eternal purpose is worthwhile.
任何连上神永远旨意的都是值得的。
Whatever is outside of God's eternal purpose for us is vanity.
在神永远旨意之外的都是虚空。
You remember the book of Romans chapter 8?
你记得罗马书第八章的里面。
It is said,
让你告诉我们。
Whom he has foreknown,
他预先所知道的人。
He has predestinated,
就预先定下了。
To be conformed to the image of his son.
效法他儿子给磨成他儿子的形象。
That his son might be the firstborn among many brethren.
使他的儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
Thank God that he has called us.
感谢神他召了我们。
And his calling is according to his purpose.
他的呼召乃是根据他的旨意。
And his purpose is nothing less than we be conformed to the image of his beloved son.
他的旨意乃是我们要给磨成他爱子的形象。
That we should be like him.
我们要像他。
That he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
叫他在许多弟兄中做长子。
So in other words,
换句话说,
God's purpose for every one of his redeemed is that we may be like Christ.
神的旨意乃是叫每一个被他救赎过来的人都能够像我们的主耶稣。
And this does not refer to outward appearance.
当然这不是讲到外面的形象。
This refers to his image, that is his character.
这是讲到他的形象，是讲到他的性情。
And for this reason, he gave us his own life.
为了这个原因，他把他自己的命都舍了。
And it is the purpose of this life in us that we may be transformed and conformed to the image of Christ Jesus.
在我们的里面的生命的目的就是叫我们能够被改变，叫我们能够给磨成他的形象。
This is God's will for each and every one of us.
这是神在我们每一个人身上的旨意。
Thank God we are redeemed.
感谢神我们被救赎了。
Thank God we have his life in us.
感谢神我们里面有他的生命。
But for that life to be really conformed to the image of God's beloved Son.
但是叫这个生命能够真正的给磨成他爱子的样式。
God has made every provision for it.
神已经为他预备了一切。
But on our part,
但是在我们这一面,
there is a need for spiritual exercise.
我们需要有属灵的操练。
In other words, that life within us needs to be exercised.
换一句话说，在我们里面那个生命需要操练。
We mentioned yesterday that exercise is not just being active.
我们昨天讲过，操练不是只是有一些的活动。
Exercise must be done according to rule.
操练是需要根据规则。
Our spiritual life needs to be exercised.
我们属灵的生命需要有操练。
But that exercise must be according to the Holy Spirit.
那一个操练是需要根据圣灵的指导。
The Holy Spirit guides us and directs us in this exercise.
圣灵在那里指引我们，在那里指导我们做这样的操练。
We mentioned yesterday that the first spiritual exercise is consecration.
我们昨天讲到头一个属灵的操练乃是奉献。
Why is it that consecration is so important in spiritual exercise?
为什么在属灵的操练里面奉献是那么的重要？
This is not because consecration is the first spiritual exercise.
要一方面是因为奉献乃是头一个属灵的操练。
It is also the foundation of all spiritual exercises.
奉献也是属灵操练的基础。
If anyone is not consecrated,
如果任何人还没有将自己献上，
then his spiritual life has never grown.
他属灵的生命还没有开始成长。
We cannot go into any other spiritual exercise.
我们就不能够进入其他属灵的操练。
All the spiritual exercises are based upon consecration.
所有其他属灵的操练都是基础在奉献的上面。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
It is so important.That every one of us must enter into the door of consecration.
这实在是太重要了，我们每个人都需要进入这个奉献的门。
As we have been constrained by the love of God,
我们被神的爱激励。
There is no other way but to consecrate ourselves to Him.
我们没有其他的我们只有把自己献给他。
Now after we have consecrated to him,
当我们把自己献给他之后，
then there is a way of consecration we have to go through.
这里有一条奉献的道路我们要走过。
The Holy Spirit will guide and lead us into spiritual exercise.
圣灵就引导我们进入属灵的操练。
He will make our consecration real.
他就叫我们的奉献成为真实。
That we may enter into a consecrated life.
我们就能够进入这个奉献的生活。
And this is what God desires.
这是神所愿意的。
Now this afternoon we would like to go into the next lesson.
今天我们要进入第二个学习。
The next spiritual exercise.
第二项属灵的操练。
And that is the dividing of spirit and soul.
那就是灵与魂的分开。
I suppose, brothers and sisters, we all know about the making of man.
我相信我们都认识到人的主神。
Now, even though there are different theological schools,
虽然有不同神学的讲说，
but we want to simplify it.
我们愿意简单的来说。
We just go to what the word of God says.
我们就是根据神的话来讲。
Now, according to God's word,
根据神的话，
if you read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5,
如果你们读《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章
verse 23,
第二十三节，
It said the God of peace will sanctify you wholly.
这里说赐平安的神要亲自使你们全然成圣。
That your whole being, spirit, and soul, and body,Be sanctified.
叫你们整个的人，就是你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
here you find the word said, your whole being is made up of three parts.
这里说你们整个的人是有三部分，
spirit and soul and body.
灵与魂与身子。
The spirit and the soul and the body.
灵与魂与身子。
And that make up the whole man.
这就是整个的人。
These three parts can be distinguished.
这三部分是可以分开的。
But they cannot be separated.
哦，这个可以，我们可以知道有三部分，但他们三个是不能分开的。
Because the three parts make up one being.
因为这三部分就组成了一个人。
So when we are talking about the three parts of man,
当我们讲到人的三个部分，
we are not talking about three beings.
我们不是讲到三个人。
We are talking about one being with these three parts.
我们讲到一位有这三部分。
Our spirit gives us God consciousness.
我们的灵叫我们能够感知到神。
Because God is spirit.
因为神是灵。
So in order to communicate with God, you have to use your spirit.
如果你要与神有交通，你一定要用你的灵。
You remember many years ago, the Russian astronaut.
你知道很多年以前，这个苏联的太空人。
They went into outer space.
他们就到外太空去了。
And they say we look around and we didn't see any God.
他说我看来看去都看不见神。
Now that's foolishness.
这是愚蠢的。
Because God is spirit.
因为神是个灵。
How can you see spirit with your naked eyes?
你怎么能够用你的眼睛来看见神呢？
If you want to contact God, you have to use your spirit.
如果你愿意与神有接触，你要用你的灵。
And our soul gives us self-consciousness.
我们的魂叫我们自觉到我们自己。
I know I am because I am a soul.
我知道我存在，因为我里面有这个魂。
It gives us self-consciousness.
就叫我们能够自觉到有自己。
And our body gives us world consciousness.
而我们的身子就能够知道有外面的世界。
How do I know the world around me?
我们怎么能够知道外面有这个世界呢？
It is by the five senses of my body.
是因为我们身上的五官，我的感觉。
We all know this body.
我们都认识我们这个身子。
Because this is visible.
因为这是看得见的。
This is made of matters.
这是物质的。
It is physical.
这是物质造成的。
So we have no problem with this body.
所以对于身子我们没有问题。
But sometimes we have problem with spirit and soul.
有的时候我们对于灵与魂我们认识上面有困难。
Because they are non-material.
因为这些不是物质的。
They are spiritual.
因为这是属灵的。
So sometimes we may have some difficulty.
所以有的时候我们会有一些的困难。
We know our spirit, we know our soul by their functions.
我们能够认识我们的灵与魂是根据他们的功用。
The functions of our soul are mainly three.
我们魂的功用是主要三部分。
Number one, our emotion.
头一样是我们的情感。
Or feeling.
或者我们的感觉。
Number two.
第二个。
Our mind or our thoughts.
我们的心思是我们的思想。
Number three.
第三样。
Our volition, our will.
我们的意志。
These are the three main functions of our soul.
这是我们魂的三个功用。
I know that I am.
我知道我在这里。
Because I feel it.
因为我感觉得到。
Because I think.
因为我想过。
Because I will.
因为我认定。
Everyone is different.
每一个人都不一样。
Because the way you feel is different from the way I feel.
因为你的感觉跟我的感觉是不同的。
The way you think is different from the way I think.
你的想法跟我的想法也不一样。
And the way you will is different from my will.
你的意志跟我的也不一样。
That makes us individuals.
这就叫我们每个人成为自己的一个个体。
You know, God loves variety.
你知道神是喜欢各样的不同。
So nobody is the same.
所以没有一个人跟其他人是相同的。
Not only physically speaking.
不单只是外面这样。
Even twins, the parents know the difference.
就算那个双胞胎父母也知道谁是谁的。
And it is the same thing with our soul.
同样我们的魂也是这样。
Every soul is an individual.
每一个魂是一个个体。
It's different.
是不一样的。
We all have our individuality.
我们大家都有自己的独特性。
But then you find there is our spirit.
那我们再看到我们的灵。
How do we know we have a spirit?
我们怎么能够知道我们有灵呢？
You know, after the fall of man,
你知道当人堕落之后，
the common understanding is we are soul and body.
一般的认识只是说我们有魂跟有身子。
The spirit seems to disappear.
好像灵就失踪了。
You know, when I was young,
当我年轻的时候，
in our family, we lived, there was an American lady who lived with us.
在我们家中有一位美国的女士跟我们住在一起。
She was a missionary.
她是一个宣教士。
She came to China during the Qing Dynasty.
她是清朝的时候来到中国。
And she led my father to the Lord.
她带我父亲认识主。
So after she retired, she refused to come back to America.
当她退休以后，她不愿意回美国。
She wanted to stay in China.
她愿意住在中国。
So she stayed with us.
所以就跟我们住在一起。
And we call her grandma.
我们就称她为祖母。
And you know, whenever she was exasperated.
哦，你知道，当她有的时候太紧张的时候，
she would cry out, say, "Oh, my soul and body."
她就在那里叫，哎呀，我的魂，我的身子啊。
You know, this is an American usage.
这是一个美国人的讲法。
Where is the spirit?
那灵在哪里呢？
So to the people of this world.
对于这些世界上的人，
they do not know they have a spirit.
他们不知道他们有灵。
Why is it so?
为什么这样呢？
Because when God created man,
因为当神造人的时候，
He created man with spirit and soul and body.
他所造的人是有灵有魂有身子。
You remember God used the red earth to form a body?
你就记得神用泥土造一个人。
So the elements of our body are the same as the red earth.
所以我们身上的物质跟红土一样。
Out of the dust and return to the dust.
尘归尘。
But they give us world consciousness.
所以这个叫我们能够知觉到这个世界。
Then you remember God breathes his breath into its nostril.
你就看到神就吹气在他的里面。
Now this breath of God,
这个神吹的气，
is that which comes out of him,
是从神里面出来的。
So when it comes into this body,
当他碰到进入这个身体的时候，
it becomes the spirit of man,
就成为人的灵。
You know, God created man according to his image.
你知道神造人是根据他的形象与样式。
This is the most wonderful thing.
这实在是奇妙的事。
God had never created anything according to his image.
神从来没有照着他的形象来造任何的东西。
Only man God created according to his own image.
只有人神是照着他的形象来造的。
Because God had a purpose behind it.
因为神在后面有一个旨意。
God is spirit.
因为神是个灵。
And he breathed his breath into man.
所以他就吹气进到人的里面。
That breath becomes the spirit of man.
那一个气就成为人的灵。
And with that spirit, man can communicate with God the spirit.
人就这个灵，人可以与是灵的神来有交通。
When the spirit and the body came into contact,
当 灵与身子接触的时候
，a reaction comes，
那么有一个反应
，and the soul comes up，
魂就出现了。
So the Bible said，
圣经说
，man became a living soul，
所以人就成为一个活的魂。
In the Chinese Bible，
中文说
，it said man became a living soul with a spirit，
就是说成为一个有灵的活魂。
This is the marvel of our creation.
这是神创造我们的那么奇妙。
And then God put man in the Garden of Eden.
神把人放在伊甸园里面。
In the garden, God planted all kinds of fruit trees.
在伊甸园里面，神种了各种样的果树。
In the center of the garden, He planted the tree of life.
在园中他种了生命树。
And by its side, he put the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
在生命树的旁边有分别善恶树。
There are three kinds of trees.
在那里有三种的果树。
Fruit trees.
果树。
That's the food for the body.
这是为身子需要的食物。
Tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
分别善恶树
，That is the fruit for the soul，
那是为了魂做食物的。
The tree of life is for the fruit， is for the food of the spirit。
生命树的果子乃是为了灵做食物。
But God commanded man and said，
所以神就命令人说
，Of all the trees in the garden you can freely eat，
园中所有的果子你都可以吃
，except。The tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
唯有分别善恶树的果子不能吃。
Why is it so?
为什么呢？
Because God's purpose is our spirit may grow.
因为神的旨意是叫我们的灵成长。
It is not God's purpose that only our soul grow.
神不是只要我们的魂成长。
If our soul grow,Alone, without the spirit,
如果我们的魂单独的成长，灵没有成长
，then you find something happen.
你就发现问题出现。
God's purpose is for man to eat the tree of life.
神的旨意是让人吃生命树的果子。
Because this is the food of His spirit.
因为这是灵的食物。
If he eats the tree of life,
如果你吃了生命树的果子
he will receive the divine life into his spirit.
人就得到神的生命进入他的灵里。
And with that life in his spirit, he is able to be conformed to the image of God's beloved Son.
因为他明明有个这个生命，他就能够给磨成神爱子的形象。
This tree was put in the center of the garden.
这个生命树是放在园子的当中。
So it is as if God is suggesting you should eat it.
神的意思是叫你应该吃它。
The next tree was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
它旁边乃是那分别善恶树。
God said, if you eat it.You will die.
神说你吃的日子必定死。
And unfortunately,
很可惜的
our forefather chose the wrong fruit.
我们的始祖选择了错误的果子。
He was tempted by the tempter.
他被那试探者是引诱了。
The tempter said, if you eat that tree of the knowledge of good and evil,You will be God.
那试探人的说，你若吃了那分别善恶树的果子，你就能够像神。
You don't need God anymore.
你就不再需要神了。
You can live your independent life.
你可以独立的过日子了。
Because you knew what was good and what was evil.
因为已经知道什么是善，什么是恶了。
Without telling him that you know the good, but you do the evil.
但是撒旦没有告诉他。 你知道善恶，但是你只能够行恶。
And because of this, you are condemned.
因为这样，人被咒诅。
Man wanted to be independent of God.
人要向神宣布独立。
So they ate the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
所以他们就吃了分别善恶树的果子。
And on the day man ate that fruit, God said, "You die."
当人吃那果子的时候，神说你死了。
Did Adam die?
亚当死了吗
？On that day,
那天他死了吗
？No,
没有啊。
He lived hundreds of years.
他还活过几百年。
His body continued living for hundreds of years.
他的身体继续的活了几百年。
How about his soul?
他的魂呢
？He had many sons and many daughters.
哦，他有很多的儿女啊。
His soul was very active.
哦，他的魂非常的活跃。
But one thing.
但有一件
，His spirit died on that day.
那一天。他的灵就死了。
Now what is death?
什么是死亡
？Death doesn't mean that you are no longer there.
死亡不是说你不存在了。
Scientifically speaking,
从科学的角度来说
，death is the cessation of communication with its proper environment.
也就是说死亡乃是与你正式合一的源头断绝了关系。
What is meant by the death of our body?
什么叫做人身体的死亡呢
?When it ceases to communicate with the world.
就是它跟世界不能够再来往了。
That is the death of the body.
就是讲到人身体的死亡了。
What is the death of the spirit?
什么叫做灵的死亡呢
？It doesn't mean that the spirit as an organ no longer exists.
不是说灵这个器官不存在了。
It means that it has lost its communication with its proper environment, which is God.
这乃是说它与适合它存在的那个环境。停止了交通，就是他不能与神有交通。
Because God is the proper environment of His Spirit.
因为神才是灵适合存在的那个环境。
So when man sinned, the Spirit was dead to God.
所以当神犯罪的时候，灵向神就死了。
But the Spirit as an organ was still there.
但是灵这个器官还在那里。
How do we know?
我们怎么知道呢
？You cannot communicate with God, but you can communicate with evil spirits.
你虽然不能够与神有交通，但你能够与邪灵有沟通。
So that proves that the organ was still there.
就证明那个器官还在。
But there it is dead towards God.
但向着神是死了。
And that is the reason.To the people of this world,
这就是说到这世界上的人
they only knew soul and body.
他们只认识魂与身体
because their spirit was dead to God.
因为他们的灵向着神已经死了
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
thank God,
感谢神
we have new birth.
我们重生了。
We were born from above.
我们是从上面生了。
What is meant by born from above?
什么叫做从上面生的
？In John chapter 3, we are told.
约翰福音三章告诉我们。
He that is born of the Spirit is Spirit.
从灵生的乃是灵。
The first word Spirit is the Spirit of God.
头一个灵乃是神的灵。
The second spirit is the human spirit.
第二个灵是讲到人的灵。
In other words, when we believe in the Lord Jesus,
换一句话说，当我们信主耶稣的时候
，the Holy Spirit came into us and reborn our dead spirit.
圣灵就进到我们的里面，叫我们的灵重生过来。
Our spirit became a new spirit.
我们的灵就被更新了。
And the Holy Spirit comes and dwells in our spirit.
圣灵就来到住在我们的灵里面。
And that is the reason why, when you believe in the Lord Jesus,
这就是为什么当你信主的时候，
the first sign was, you lift up your eyes and cry, Abba, Father.
头一个像征号乃是你抬起头来向天父阿爸呼喊。
Your spirit was reborn.
你的灵活过来。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
God's purpose is that our spirit has the highest place in our life.
神的旨意乃是要我们的灵在最高的地位。
Because it is to communicate with God.
因为那个是要与神来交通。
And our soul takes the central place.
我们的魂是中心的位置。
Because it represents I.
因为这代表我。
And our body has the lowest place.
我们的身体是最低的位置。
So our dear brother Washmani used such example.
所以我们亲爱的尼托生弟兄用这样的例子。
He said our spirit is like the master.
说我们的灵像是主人。
And our soul is the steward.
我们的魂是管家。
And our body is the servant.
我们的身子是仆人。
Our spirit is in contact with God the Spirit.
我们的灵乃是与神这位灵来接触。
And he will give order to our soul.
然后就命令我们的魂。
And our soul is like a steward.
我们的魂就好像是管家。
And he will tell our body to act it out.
他就吩咐我们这个身体来把它行出来。
So this is the divine order. Of spirit and soul and body.
这是灵魂体属灵的次序。
Spiritual exercise is in our spirit.
属灵的操练是在我们的灵里面。
But it also affects our whole being.
也影响我们整个的人。
Now may I remind you.
让我提醒各位。
When we are reborn,
当我们重生的时候，
our spirit is reborn.
我们的灵重活过来。
Our spirit is saved.
我们的灵得拯救。
Oftentimes we say, are you saved?
我们经常问，你得救了吗？
Now what do you mean?
是什么意思呢？
If you look at me outwardly,
如果你看我的外表
I'm still that old I.
我仍然是我那个旧的我。
I haven't changed.
我没有变啊。
Well, maybe a superficial change.
或者外面变了一点点。
Because when you believe in the Lord, your long face becomes round face.
因为当你信主以后，你这个拉长的脸洗了。
But that's very superficial.
这只是外面。
It is still your old body.
你仍然是你这个身体。
How about your soul?
你的魂呢？
Are your soul saved?
你的魂得拯救吗？
Well, you said,
你说，
maybe a little bit.
可能得拯救一点点。
Why?
为什么？
Because what is repentance?
因为你悔改吧。
Repentance is a change of mind.
因为悔改是心思里面的改变。
Well, mind belongs to our soul.
心思属于魂的一部分。
So with repentance, it seems as if your soul has changed.
所以悔改就是说你的魂好像改变了。
But again, that change is very superficial.
但是那个改变还是非常的表面。
Strictly speaking,
严格来讲，
You were saved. It is your spirit that was saved.
你得救的时候，是你的灵被拯救。
So the Bible says, we were saved, we are now saved, and we shall be saved.
圣经说，我们曾经被拯救，我们现在还要被拯救，有一天我们更要被拯救。
The salvation of our spirit was at the time of our new birth.
灵的得救是我们重生的时候。
Now there is the salvation of our soul.
但是还有魂的得救。
If you look at 1 Peter chapter 1,
如果你读彼得前书第一章的话，
you see this term.
你就看到这一个名词，
verse 5, verse 9,
第一章第九节，
receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your soul.
彼得前书第一章第九节，并且得着你们信心的果效，就是魂的救恩。
The salvation of the soul is a process going on today.
魂的救恩乃是今天在进行着的一个过程。
After our spirit was saved,
当我们的灵得拯救之后，
then we begin the process of saving the soul.
我们就开始了魂的救恩。
How about a body?
那我们的身体呢？
And if you turn to Romans chapter 8,
如果你翻到罗马书第八章的话，
In Romans chapter 8,
在罗马书第八章的里面，
you find in verse 23,
在23节那里告诉我们，
And not only that, but even we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit,We also ourselves groaning ourselves, awaiting sonship, that is the redemption of our body.
八章二十三节，不但如此，就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得赎。
So this body of ours will be saved in resurrection.
我们这一个身体要借着复活而得赎。
So this is something in the future.
这是将来要发生的事情。
And these three are together.
这三样是连在一起的。
So our whole being, spirit and soul and body, they are all saved.
所以我们的灵魂体都得救了。
Now these are fundamentals.
这是基本的学习。
We are talking about spiritual exercise.
我们是要讲属灵的操练。
Now, in spiritual exercise,
讲到属灵的操练，
the next lesson after consecration,
奉献之后的一个功课，
is the dividing of the soul and spirit.
乃是要魂与灵的分开。
To an unbeliever,
对一个不信主的人，
there is no such experience.
他们没有这种的经历，
because they are soul and body.
因为他们只有魂跟身子，
they are in the flesh.
因为他们在肉血肉里面。
But to believers,
但对于信主的人，
you will find that after you are saved,
你就发现当你得救以后，
the Holy Spirit will begin to work.
圣灵就开始工作。
Now maybe let me add something to it.
或者我再加一些，加一点。
To a believer,
对一个信主的人，
who has not consecrated himself,
他还没有奉献给神的，
this matter of dividing of whole soul and spirit does not happen.
这个灵与魂的分开在他身上，还没有进行。
Or maybe I can put it even in another way.
或者我另外一个说法。
If you have a mistaken idea of consecration,
如果你对于奉献的认识还不准确的话，
then it will happen that this dividing of soul and spirit is not your experience.
哦，魂与灵的分开，你还没有这样的经历。
Now why do I say it?
为什么我这样讲？
What is consecration?
奉献是什么？
What do you consecrate?
你奉献了什么？
What will happen after you consecrate?
你奉献了之后，在你身上有什么事情发生？
We said, present your bodies a living sacrifice.
我们说将身体献上当作活祭。
You give yourself to the Lord.
你把你自己交给主了。
For what?
为什么这样叫？
Formerly, you serve the world.
你本来侍奉这个世界。
Now, you consecrate yourself to serve God.
如今你奉献自己要侍奉神。
So we often hear people say,
我们经常听人这样讲，
If you're talented in music,
如果你有音乐的天才
，then you should serve God with your music.
你就用你的音乐来侍奉神。
If you are talented as an executive,
如果你是有行政的天才
，then you should be an elder in the church.
你在教会里面应该做长老。
You should serve God with your own talents.
你要用你自己的天才来侍奉神。
Now what do you mean?
这是什么意思？
You should serve God with your soul.
你要用你的魂来侍奉神。
You should serve God with your emotion.
你用你的情感来侍奉神。
You should serve God with your mind.
你用你的心思来侍奉神。
You should serve God with your natural will.
你要用你天然的意志来侍奉神。
What you were before,
你以前是怎样的？
You use it for yourself.
你就这样为你自己用。
Now you use it on God.
你本来为自己用，现在是为神用。
Now brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
May I ask you a question?
让我问大家一个问题。
Are you serving God with your soul or with your spirit?
你是用你的魂或者还是灵来侍奉神呢？
God is spirit.
神是灵。
If you want to worship, you have to worship in spirit.
如果你要敬拜神，你要用灵来敬拜。
Can you worship God with your soul or with your body?
你能够用你的身体跟你的魂来敬拜神吗？
That is the reason why.
这就是为什么。
We find many people can say, Lord, I cast out a demon in your name.
这就是为什么有人说，我奉你的名来赶鬼了。
Lord, I preach the gospel.
主啊，我传福音了。
Lord, I even give my body to be burned.
我愿意我身体来被烧上。
But the Lord said,
但主说，
I do not know you.
我不认识你。
How sad it is.
这是多么的悲惨。
In Christianity today,
在今天的基督教里面，
Even in this matter of consecration,
就算是讲到奉献，
It is consecrated self.
只是把自己献上。
You remember the story of Mrs. Penn Lewis?
你记得宾路易师母的故事？
Jesse Penn Lewis.
宾路易师母。
He was greatly used by God.
他是神所大用的一个人。
He was seeking God for power.
他在神面前寻找能力。
She gave herself totally to God.
他把他自己完全的给了神。
She used everything she had for God.
他把他一切所有的都为神所用。
But one day when he was seeking for power from on high,
有一天他在那里从上面寻求能力的时候，
She was already used by God.
他已经是神所用的一个人。
She brought many to the Lord already.
他带了许多人信主。
But she was not satisfied.
但他里面不满足。
So she sought earnestly for the power on high.
所以他就迫切地求上面的能力。
And God said to him,
神对他说，
Are you consecrated?
你奉献了吗？
Yes, I have consecrated.
他说我已经奉献了。
But God said,
神说，
It is the consecrated self.
你只不过是奉献了的己。
It is still your own self.
这仍然是你的己。
You are using your energy.
你用你自己的能力。
You are using your wisdom.
你用你自己的智慧。
You are using your way.
你用你自己的方法。
You are serving me.
你在侍奉我。
You seem to be consecrated to me.
你好像是奉献了给我。
But everything is self.
但仍然是你的己。
You have to go to the cross.
你要来到十字架。
Unless the cross works,
除非十字架在你身上动做工。
There is no true consecration.
那没有真正的奉献。
And Mrs. Pan Luis yielded to God.
宾路易师母在神面前屈服。
And she was greatly used by God.
神就大大的使用他。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
there is the need of the divining of the soul and the spirit.
这里有一个需要，就是我们要认识灵与魂的分开。
Now I'm now talking to you, dear brothers and sisters, who knew the meaning of consecration.
我现在对你们这些弟兄姊妹，你们是认识了奉献的意义吗？
You are not trying to consecrate yourself and serve God by yourself.
你现在不是说你把自己献上，然后用你的自己来侍奉。
Do something for God.
好，为主做些事情。
But instead, you consecrate yourself that God may do everything in you.
现在你要把你自己献给神，让神在你身上来做工。
Now.If this is your understanding,
你要这有这样的了解呀。
When you are first saved,
当你初蒙恩的时候。
When you are in first love with God,
当你与神有那起初的爱的时候。
You recall your past experience,
你就回想你过去的经历。
During those days,
在过去的日子里面
，It seems as if you are totally obedient, surrender to God.
你完全俯伏投降在神的跟前。
It seems as if you are a changed person.
你像是一个被改变的人。
There is nothing that God may ask you that you are not.Willing to give to him.
神要你做什么你都愿意。
So you begin to feel now you are a changed person.
所以你就感觉得到你这个人被改变了。
But gradually,
但渐渐的，
when your first love began to get cold,
当你那起初的爱凉了，
You begin to realize that your old habit, your old thinking, your old way began to come back.
你就发现你那旧的习惯、旧的想法、旧的方法跑回来了。
And you begin to wonder if you are really saved.
你就会怀疑你真正得救了吗？
If you are saved, you should be changed.
如果你得救了，你应该有改变。
But it seems that the change is only for a short period.
但好像那个改变只是很短的一段日子。
So are you unsaved?
你是不是不得救啊？
Let me explain.
我解释一下。
Who dwells in your spirit?
谁住在你的灵里面？
Christ dwells in your spirit.
基督住在你的灵里面。
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
基督在你的里面，荣耀的盼望。
We who believe in the Lord Jesus, we have Christ. We have the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
我们信主的人，我们有圣灵，有基督在我们的灵里。
Where does he dwell?
他住在哪里？
In our spirit.
在我们的灵里。
Who dwells in our soul?
谁住在我们魂里面？
Who dwells in our soul?
谁住在我们魂里面？
Christ?
基督吗？
Not yet.
还不是。
It is your old self.
是你的旧我。
Because when you are saved, it is a story of your spirit.
因为当你得救的时候，是灵的故事。
It is not a story of the soul.
不是魂的故事。
Yourself, you, I, me, is still the life of your soul.
你的自己，我，仍然是魂的生命。
So you begin to realize you are a dual person.
你就发现你里面好像两个人。
Because within you, there are two lives.
因为在你里面有两个生命。
In your spirit lives Christ.
在灵里面，基督住在那里。
In your soul lives I.
在魂的里面是我。
In your first love, the I seemed to subside.
在起初的爱里面，你那个我好像浮下来。
And it is all Christ.
都是基督。
But when your love began to get cold, you find the old self raises its head.
当你那起初的爱冷淡了，你就发现你这个旧的我就抬头了。
You remember Martin Luther said?
你记得马丁路德说吗？
He said, I am not afraid of the Pope or the Cardinals.Outside of me.
So, 我现在不怕我外面的教皇这些主教的逼迫。
But I'm afraid of the Pope within me.
我就怕我里面的这个教皇啊。
And his companion, Philip McLaglen said,
他的同伴这个菲利弟兄说,
He said, little McLaglen,is no match to the great Adam within me.
所以我这个小的腓力啊，跟这个老亚当是不是对手。
You begin to see that even though you are saved,
你就发现虽然你得救了，
your old habit began to take over.
你的旧习惯在那里掌权了。
Your old thinking, your old way of life,
你的旧的思想、旧的生活方式
，even your old idea and opinion,
就是你旧的意思、旧的意见
，begin to govern your life.
发现在那里控制了你的生活。
But deep down within you,
但是在你的心中的深处。
The Holy Spirit is reminding you.
圣灵提醒我们。
He is holy.
他是圣的。
So, whenever your old thing comes back,
每一次当你的旧东西回头的时候，
The Holy Spirit will touch you.
圣灵就提醒你。
He will touch your conscience.
他就提醒你的良心。
The conscience is like a brake.
一个良心好像刹车一样。
And the Holy Spirit began to touch your conscience.
圣灵就开始碰一碰你的良心。
And you find there is conflict.
你就发现在那里有这个争执。
The soul and the spirit struggle against each other.
魂与灵在那里争执。
The soul strives against the spirit.
魂在那里攻击灵。
You know within you what is right.
你心中知道哪个是对的。
You know within you what is holy.
你知道哪一个是圣洁的。
But you cannot do it.
但你做不出来。
Because your soul life is so strong.
因为你魂的生命是那么的刚强。
And you're struggling and struggling.
你在这里有很大的挣扎。
Now I wonder if this is your experience.
我真是，你们是不是有这样的经历啊？
If you are a truly consecrated person,
如果你真是一个奉献了的人，
I will say, within a year of your salvation, this should begin.
在你得救之后一年以内，这个应该就发生了。
And you will be discover within you there is a civil war.
你就发现你里面发生了内战。
The spirit and the soul are striving against each other.
魂跟灵在那里征战。
The life of Christ and my life are struggling against each other.
基督的生命跟我这个己在那里征战。
Not only you find your spirit sometimes, most of the time is weak.
不单只你经常发现你的灵好像很软弱。
Because the Christ life in you is young.
因为基督在你里面的生命是幼嫩的。
But the self life in you is strong.
那这个老我是非常强壮的。
Because Adam is very old.
因为那个老亚当很老啊。
You cannot do what you want to do.
你想做的你做不出来。
You do what you don't want to do.
你所行的是你不愿意行的。
And not only that.
不单止这样。
There's another problem.
还有一个问题。
Now you are saved.
你现在得救了。
In your spirit.
在你灵里面。
You want to please God.
你愿意讨神的喜悦。
But somehow you find it is difficult to know what is the will of God.
但你好像发现很难明白神的旨意是什么。
Is it the will of God?
这是神的旨意吗？
Or is it my own will?
或者是我的意思呢？
Can I do this?
我能够做这个吗？
If I do this,
如果我做这件事，
Do I do it out of Christ or out of myself?
我是自己出来呢，还是神的旨意呢？
Now, do you have such experience?
你有没有这样的经历呢？
And make you very nervous.
好像你搞得你很紧张啊。
I often say, nervous Christians are good Christians.
我经常说，一个这样紧张兮兮的基督徒是一个好基督徒。
If you are not nervous,
如果你不是紧张兮兮的，
Now, be careful.
你要小心啊。
You do not know the difference between soul and spirit.
因为你还不知道灵与魂的分别。
And the result will be what you do is mostly soulish.
那结局呢？你做的事情多半都是魂出来的。
So you find that in spiritual exercise.
所以讲到属灵的操练。
The next lesson is gradually you begin to realize.
第二个功课就是慢慢你就领会到
There are two lives within you.
在你里面有两个生命
And they are struggling.
在那里挣扎
And you are weak.
你软弱
But not only that.
不单止这样
You find that oftentimes it's very difficult to discern what is the spirit and what is the soul.
很多时候你就发现你很难分辨哪个是出于灵的，哪个是出于魂的。
What is of Christ? What is of me?
哪个是出于主的，哪个是我的意思。
Now why is it?
为什么这样？
Because the way the faculties of the soul work is almost similar to the way the faculties of the spirit work.
因为这个魂产生的功用跟灵产生的功用非常的像。
You know conscience.
你知道良心。
Conscience is in your spirit.
良心在你的灵里面。
The Holy Spirit will touch your conscience.
圣灵摸到你的良心。
You feel it.
你感觉得到。
Now, in your soul, there is a factory called feeling.
在你的魂里面有一个功用，说是感觉。
So it's all feeling.
都是感觉嘛。
Now, whether it is the feeling of the conscience or the feelings of your soul is very difficult to distinguish.
良心的感觉跟你魂的感觉好像很难分辨。
And the soul has the ability to counterfeit.
这个魂呢、有办法假冒。
So you get very puzzled.
所以你觉得哎呀很迷糊。
The same thing is with thinking.
思想也是这样。
We say the spirit has the faculty of intuition.
我们都知道，讲到这个灵有一个
直觉，
有一个直觉的功用。
In other words, the knowledge in our spirit is direct.
换一句话说，在我们灵里面那个认识是直接的。
It is not something you get information from outside.
不是从外面收集一些的资料。
The Holy Spirit directly instructs you.
圣灵直接的指导我们。
So it is a direct knowledge.
是一个直接的认识。
Now our thought is an indirect thing.
我们的心思乃是一个间接的知识。
You gather information and you analyze it.
你收集了很多的资料，然后你把它分析一下。
And you make a conclusion.
然后你有一个结论。
But oftentimes these two things get mixed up.
但是经常这两件事情混在一起。
And the same thing is true with worship and our will.
同样，敬拜跟我们的意思也是有混淆。
Because you find in Galatians there is a will worship.
因为在哥林多那里，他们用意志在那里敬拜。
Galatians.
在哥罗西用意志敬拜。
加拉太。
在加拉太。
You find there, no, it is Colossians.
是哥罗西。
There is a will worship.
因为在那里，他们是在意志的里面敬拜。
So you do not know whether your worship is in your will or in the spirit.
所以你就不知道你那个敬拜是在你的意志的里面还是在灵里面。
So when you are in that kind of spiritual condition.
所以你在那种属灵的环境里面。
Now what do you do?
你怎么办呢？
You try to analyze yourself.
你就在那里分析一下自己。
You try to say, is it of a spirit? Is it of a soul?
你说这是出于灵还是出于魂的呢？
Is it of Christ? Is it of I?
这是出于基督的还是出于我的呢？
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
self-analysis,
自我分析，
introspection,
自己在那里省察自己的心思，
is all the activities of the soul.
都是魂里面的活动
，so it doesn't help，
所以帮不了忙。
The more you try to do it，
你越这样分析
，you will be spiritually paralyzed，
你就变成一个有属灵的瘫痪。
That's the reason why，
这是为什么
？When you are first saved，
当你刚得救的时候
，it seems that it is very easy for you。To share the gospel with people.
你很容易向人传福音。
But when this thing happened,
当这些事情来了之后，
you wonder when I speak in the spirit or when I speak in the soul.
你就分析，哎呀，我是灵里面出于灵的还是出于魂的呢？
I don't want to speak in the soul.
我不愿意出于魂的。
I want to speak in the spirit.
我愿意在灵里面来服事。
So you begin to analyze.
所以你就开始在那个分析。
And you shut your mouth.
你就不再传福音了。
Paralyzed.
瘫痪了。
I love that story.
我很喜欢一个故事。
There was once a centipede.
这里有一个这个叫做什么
百脚虫。
百脚虫啊。百只脚的虫。
A centipede had 100 feet.
这个百脚虫就是说它有100只脚。
And it moves very fast.
它爬得非常快。
One day the centipede said to itself,
有一天那个百脚虫呢对他自己说，
I wonder which of my 100 feet moves first.
我不知道是我一百只脚的哪一只脚先迈步啊。
So there he was thinking about which feet moves first.
他就在想哪一只脚先开步。
And he couldn't move.
他就不能动了。
So after a while he said, I gave up.
过一段时间，哎呀，
And
我放弃了。就走了。
You know, this is our spiritual experience.
这是我们属灵的经历。
We got paralyzed.
我们瘫痪了。
The spirit and the soul need to be divided.
灵与魂要被分开。
If it's not divided, we will never be able to grow spiritually.
如果不然的话，我们没有属灵的成长。
But how can it be divided?
那怎么被分开呢？
The Bible shows us the way.
圣经告诉我们一条路。
Thank God for His Word.
感谢神有他的话。
And that is in Hebrews chapter 4.
这就是希伯来书第四章。
So will you please turn to Hebrews chapter 4?
我们再翻到希伯来书第四章。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
For the Word of God is living and operative, and sharper than any two-edged sword, and penetrating to the dividing of soul and spirit, both of joints and marrows, and a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入、抛开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
May the Lord opens our inner eye.
求主开我们里面的眼睛。
Enable to see the picture.
叫我们看到这幅图画。
You know, this verse gives a picture.
这一节圣经给我们一幅图画。
Now what is the picture?
这幅图画是什么呢？
The picture is there is a sacrifice.
在这个图画乃是说那里有一个祭牲。
Now, who is the sacrifice?
谁是那位祭牲呢？
You are.
你是。
You are on the altar.
你是在祭坛上面的。
Now, what do you do to yourself?
你对你自己做了什么呢？
You do nothing.
你什么都不做。
Is any sacrifice that is bound on the altar try to move around?
每一个被献祭的祭牲绑在祭坛的脚上，他自己在那里有活动吗？
No, a sacrifice lay dead on the altar.
这个祭牲乃是放在祭坛上死了。
Now a priest came.
现在一个祭司来了。
Now a priest is a trained butcher.
祭司啊，乃是一个有训练的屠夫。
If you want me to kill a chicken, it's a mess.
如果你叫我去宰只鸡啊，那是天下大乱。
But a priest is trained knowing how to cut rightly.
祭司是受过训练，知道怎么样来切宰。
And he knows he used a sharp sword.
他用一个很利很快的刀。
Two-edged sword.
是两刃的利剑。
And he will penetrate it and divide it.
他就用刺进而且抛开。
He will divide the soul and the spirit.
他就能够把灵与魂都分开。
Divide the bone and the marrow.
骨节与骨髓都分开。
Now here you'll find three things.
你在这里有三件事情吗？
Divide the soul and the spirit too.
在这里讲到灵与魂的分开。
And there is the bone and marrow, which is the body.
还有骨节跟骨髓，这个是身体。
But here it is not trying to tell us we are all in three parts.
这里不是说特别讲到这个灵魂体三部分。
It is using the relationship of the body to speak of the relation between the soul and the spirit.
这是用身体上面的关系来说明灵与魂怎么样分开。
We have the bones.
我们有这些骨头。
Bones are the structure of the body.
骨骼乃是人身体的架构。
But within the bones, there is the marrow.
因为在骨节里面还有骨髓。
The marrow is within the bone.
骨髓是在骨头里面。
It cannot be seen.
是看不见的。
But the marrow is the life-giving thing.
骨髓乃是供应生命的。
Because it produces red cells.
因为它在那里制造红血球。
The bone is just an outside structure.
这个骨头只是外面的结构。
The important thing is the marrow.
这个重要的东西乃是一些骨髓。
You know, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姊妹们，你知道吗？
Our soul is in the body.
我们的魂是在体里面。
And our spirit is in the soul.
我们的灵是在魂里面。
The soul is like the bone.
魂像是骨头。
And the spirit is the marrow.
灵好像是骨髓。
So you find that it has to be penetrated.
所以你看到这一定要刺入
and then
抛开
divided.
然后分开
then the marrow will be seen.
你才能够看到骨髓。
Now this is an illustration.
这只不过是一个比喻的来讲。
For our spirit and soul to be divided.
要灵与魂被分开。
God's way is using His word.
神的方法乃是用他的话。
Because the word of God is the breath of God.
因为神的话乃是神的呼吸。
It is living.
这是活的。
And it is operative.
这是有功效的。
Now,When the word of God is put in paper,
当神的话写在纸张上的时候
they become letters.
就成为字句。
The letter kills.
字句叫人死。
But the spirit gives life.
灵叫人活。
So when we read the Bible,
所以当我们读圣经的时候
We may understand what it means.
我们可能明白它的意思。
But it seems that it doesn't work.
但好像这些没有功效。
For instance,
比如说
Our old Adam was crucified with Christ.
我们的老亚当与基督同钉十字架。
Am I crucified?
我钉十字架了吗？
Paul said yes.
保罗说是。
But I say no.
我说好像没有。
Because I'm very much alive.
因为我还很活呀。
Letter kills.
字句叫人死。
It condemns me.
在这里定我的罪。
But the Bible says.
在圣经说。
The word of God is living and operative.
神的话是活泼的，是有功效。
It is like a sharp two-edged sword.
像两刃的利剑
It will penetrate, it will divide
是能够刺入能够抛开
How is it?
怎么样呢
It depends on who is using it
是看是谁在用它
If I'm using the word of God
如果我在用神的话
I will cut it to a mess
我就切下来就一塌糊涂
You know, lots of people using the word of God to cut people.
很多人用神的话去刺别人啊。
And it make a mess of it.
哦、oh, 就搞到一塌糊涂。
No.
不是的。
We do not know how to use the word of God.
我们不知道怎样运用神的话。
We are not trained.
我们没有受过训练。
It is the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵。
The Holy Spirit.Takes hold of the word of God.
圣灵就拿着神的话。
And when he reveals the word of God to us,
当他把神的话向我们启示，
it penetrates,
就刺透我们里面。
And it divides,
就能够抛开。
And then you find all the thoughts and intents of your heart.All exposed.
你就发现你心思里面的企图你的想法都暴露出来
Your thoughts and your intents, your will, they are all exposed
你的思想你的意志通通赤裸敞开
Because everything is naked before the eyes of God.
因为在神的面前都是赤目敞开的。
So brothers and sisters, what is our experience?
我们的经历是什么？
Our experience is if you are striving and trying, you fail.
如果你自己在那里挣扎，自己努力，你会失败。
But if you lie there quietly,
如果你乖乖的安静的躺在那里，
allowing the Holy Spirit to quicken the Word of God in your heart,
让圣灵借着他的话在你里面叫你苏醒过来，
then you find it works.
你就发现这个行了。
then you can see the soul and the spirit are divided.
你就看到灵跟魂分开了。
Not only divided,
不单只被分开。
But he gives you the power to overcome.
而且给你力量能够得胜。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
we need to rest in Christ.
我们需要安息在基督里。
Allowing the Holy Spirit to work in our lives.
让圣灵在我们生命里面做工。
As a living sacrifice,
是一个活的祭。
You tell the Lord,
你告诉主，
I am not struggling,
我不再挣扎了。
I'm not trying,
我不再在这里努力了。
I'm lying here,
我就是伏在这里。
Waiting for your Holy Spirit,
等候你的圣灵。
To use the living word,
用那活的话。
To divide the soul and the spirit.
分开魂与灵。
In other words,
换句话说，
you do not need to be paralyzed.
你不需要瘫痪。
You do not need to analyze yourself.
你不需要分析你自己。
Just put yourself in the Lord.
就是把你自己完全交给主。
And he will do the work.
他做工。
And this is the way of dividing the soul and the spirit.
这是灵与魂分开的方法。
So, off you go.
所以你不用做了。
Isn't that wonderful?
这实在是奇妙。
So this is a spiritual exercise that we need to have.
这乃是我们需要有的属灵操练。
You can see very easily, this is a daily matter.
你很容易看到这是每天的功课。
Whenever the Spirit of God, using God's Word, and penetrate and divide.
当圣灵用着神的话刺入抛开的时候。
Because you're consecrated.
因为你是已经一个奉献的人。
Therefore, you will yield and surrender.
所以你就会让路，你就会投降在主的跟前。
And you're able to do the will of God.
你就能够活出神的旨意。
So as Psalms 131 says,
好像诗篇131篇那里告诉我们，
As a weaned child resting in the breast of his mother.
就像一个断奶的婴孩在他母亲的怀中。
This is our situation.
这是我们要的光景。
So may the Lord help us.
求主帮助我们。
Shall we pray?
我们祷告。
Dear Lord,
亲爱的主，
we do offer these few words into your hand.
我们把这些话交在你的手中。
If they are from thee, Lord,
如果是出乎你的，
use them to bring us into this spiritual exercise.
求你使用这些话把我们带进属灵的操练里面。
Bring us out of our own struggling.
从我们自己的挣扎里面带出来。
And into believing thy work.
叫我们能够相信你的工作。
We give glory to thee.
我们把荣耀归给你。
In thy precious name we pray.
奉你宝贵的名祷告。